Thank you for tuning in to Unlock Me, today's live event series where we are conversing with thought leaders, founders, and CEOs about their journey, how they have unlocked their own true potential, and now they are unlocking the true potential of folks around them. Evening, afternoon, and morning, based on where you're from. This is your host, Prashant. And before I get any further, I would like to call out the purpose of this event. We aim to unlock the true potential of folks who are in constrained environments, maybe not able to get enough time to connect to their role models, or maybe unable to break through their extremely preoccupied mundane life, or maybe the internet buzzwords are adding friction to harness positive changes. No matter what the reason may be, there is value in staying towards the end of this event. Today's topic in discussion is how to architect your thoughts. And the guest speaker is Rajini Cholka, a dynamic leader with over 18 years of total experience, with 13 years in leadership roles as a principal and ed tech strategic leader. She brings business excellence in project planning, curriculum, and course development and operations. Her signature strength is a unique blend of strong industry and academia experience combined with excellent strategic planning and execution, team management, institutional branding, stakeholder engagement, coaching, training, and edtech industry expertise. Rajini possesses a winning attitude that inspires teams to go above and beyond. Rajini, welcome to the event. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Prashant, for an excellent invite and introduction. I'm good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I hope you are good.
Absolutely.
Equally.
Thank you so much for asking, Rajini. And I am excited. You know, this topic is so deep. And as we were discussing earlier, that people need to be educated about this topic here. Architect your thoughts. And this is why we are here. And I have this big question for you, Rajini. Can you explain what you mean by architecting your thoughts and why it is important?
So Prashant, we all do have minds and we think.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand, or we have to understand, the purpose of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We do have thoughts. We get 40,000 to 60,000 thoughts in a day.
Mm.
But we do not know how to handle it, declutter it, prioritize it, sequence it based on the need of the day or the need of the now. That's why power of now and power of thoughts are considered to go hand in hand. Okay. So it's very important that the purpose of thinking is to understand our world as the best possible way.
Mm.
Our mind has evolved to think so that we can better adapt to our environment and make smarter decisions on how to survive, live, and flourish. At the end of the day, we all are working towards this goal.
Mm-hmm.
But at the biological level, our thoughts are millions of neurons which are firing off to your brains.
Mm-hmm.
We all have studied biology in our school days, of course, not the later, but these brain cells, if you can relate those time, these brain cells work together to create concepts.
Mm.
And these concepts create language and knowledge based on your experiences.
Okay.
What you keep in a basket, like a fruit you keep, or any item, the amount or the kind of thoughts you keep in the basket will design your consciousness.
Mm.
And we always are addressing the needs by giving more focus on the subconscious thoughts rather than the conscious thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
To design, so this is where thought architect plays an important role, to design your thoughts, because subconscious thoughts doesn't work in a positive way. It will always keep you decluttered into positive and negative aspects of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment you know how to redesign it, how to control it, how to shift from the illusions to reality, your subconscious thoughts will give a purposeful approach with itself and will move towards the conscious thoughts.
Mm.
And then the conscious thoughts will not control you. Mm. We all don't know who control us. Mm. The subconscious thoughts is the one that control us. And we by default are controlled without even knowing about it.
Mm.
So this process of understanding is the first level of architecting your thoughts.
Okay.
Our thinking reflects the kind of map. We all have gone seen maps and atlas, but there is a map of reality.
Wow.
Now, map of reality is what the view of the world you carry and the what is the view of the world of beat and what we found to be true about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the more the accurate our map of reality is, the better we can adapt to our surroundings. And for there, it's very important to understand the functions of our thinking is to make the decisions that eventually guides our behavior. So when we talk about the architect of your thoughts or design your thoughts, we talk about the behavioral and cognitive therapy also.
Okay.
It goes hand in hand. So our map of reality is therefore instrumental to how we act and respond to the world. And when we understand our thoughts, we are basically in a pattern of a thinking modules and relating to the problem statement or solving the problem. If you see, many psychologists across the world have defined thought as the mental exertion. So more you think towards your thought, you are exhausted and not closer to your practical solutions to your problem.
Wow.
So it's take a second and, you know, think about most of the things you think throughout the course of your day. And you will probably find that it's very funny that the focus on the question or problem in your life is more focused rather than what should be the solution. what should I eat for the lunch? What college should I go? How will my project get completed? What should I do this weekend? You know, we are focusing on the problem statement, not to the solution. And solution lies only when you design your thoughts.
Okay.
Often our thinking is directed towards the answered problems in our life. Here is a very, very beautiful technique to understand. The more important the problem will be, the more time we will spend on thinking on it.
Okay, well, I have to echo that. So the more important the problem will be,
the more time we spend on thinking about it.
Okay, so the more time we spend. Glad I asked, okay, because I know this is going to be an important part which you're going to be unfolding now.
So that decides the bigger impact on our decisions.
Okay.
In Hindi, I always say that we don't give time to time. And that's why when we give time to time, we spend better quality time in decluttering our thoughts, sequencing our thoughts and prioritizing our thoughts. And then you see, and in very general form, we call in the corporate world or the business world planning. We plan work, but we don't plan our thoughts. When we start planning our thoughts, everything will be very simple. And the amount of hours and a performer gives or a life gives will reduce drastically. And that is a practice of 15 minutes in a day. If you see some of the greatest thinkers of our time, scientists, the philosophers, or the mathematicians have spent years focusing on just one problem of their life. And they have found a very advanced way and civilized way in unprecedented ways. So thinking is one of the key reasons we have to evolve so effectively as a species. Human being is the highest form of species evolved with evolution, as you know, we see, and it has led to consider the problem and finding the answer. And no species can do it. So we do have we have mastering of understanding our thought process. And opening your thoughts is another way. You have your thought. You know that you have to think to a certain defined number of thoughts. Is that thought important for the day, or is that thought really important for the times to come? But the problem is, the first step to before that is, are you ready to open your thoughts and develop into a progressive or an open-minded person? Somewhere we can relate it with when we call it as growth mindset or the progressive mindset. So are we aware of our biases? When we are thinking or we are understanding our own thoughts, the first thing when you get up in the morning, you open your eyes is the thoughts. It starts like pooling into the empty spaces. And then we juggle in the morning while brushing, we think about it. While eating, we think about it. But which of those are important? Are we biased? Have we considered the opposite viewpoint? That 15 minutes after getting up in the morning is very important to work and play with your thoughts. And it's the most beautiful thing anyone can do.
Right.
Practicing a generous way of interpreting your thoughts is very important. Asking questions to yourself. And many of us don't know that our body itself is the universe. We have, I would say, 10 to the power 18 genomes in our body. We have trillions of neurons. Every neuron sparks to each other and send messages based on the kind of thoughts we do, because our thoughts will trigger each cells. Each cell triggers our nerves, and then there is a release of a hormone, or I would say a chemical which is called acetylcholine, which plays around the entire body. And we as a human will juggle with our thoughts without knowing this, and we blame the outer world for basically thinking that the outer world is influenced. Rather, it's the inner configuration of our body and the habits we make. Create basically tune in and play around with these thoughts.
So these are very good points what you are sharing, Rajni, because these are so structured. I am listening it for the first time and still making a lot of sense to me. I am able to visualize whatever you are saying. Thank you for sharing this.
So just think, Prashant, that if you're not in a good mood and you shift your connection, or you just join a new group, your thoughts will shift from place A to place B. And immediately you will find the difference, because you're not giving attention to your own thoughts, which has been disturbing you or being decluttered. So that shift is very important. And in general, our leadership coaching also, we say focus, where the focus goes, that grows. So are we going with the happy thoughts, positive thoughts, negative thoughts, controlling an illusion? That all matters.
Wow, that is so deep, actually, what you said, Rajni, is where the focus goes, that grows. Because if you're thinking about one item and thinking about it again and again, that is getting multiplied in your brain, in your mind, in your thoughts, and it's going to stay more in your mind. Wow, that's deep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And folks, how are you doing? I just want to do an audience check. Are you liking this event? All right, so we got some hearts and thumbs up. Thank you, Rajni. Folks are liking it. Let's go.
Thank you so much for that clap.
Yeah. So, Rajni, you know, I want to segue to the next part here. You know, could you share, you know, what are the biggest obstacles, challenges people face when it comes to organizing and struggling their thoughts? Right. And you mentioned that 40 to 50,000 thoughts in a day. I mean, that's a huge number. It's like a computer working at its peak performance, right?
So yeah, absolutely. That's why AI still is in the control of human beings.
Right. Okay. Right.
AI don't have the ability of critical thinking and creativity. It's the human thoughts.
Yeah. Where is the human getting stuck? Challenges, obstacles. Let us know what one can do to organize them better, their thoughts.
See, Prashant, though it's a very deeper way to deal with it, and it takes time and discipline, but the simplest way is to know your priorities, what you want from your life. I remember a coach recent asked me, Rajni, how do you see the clarity of life? So I asked the question, and which had the answer, which was, what is life for you? Because the definition of life varies from individual to individual.
Correct.
And what do you want from your life? Have we ever given that thought to unlock your thoughts by sitting and closely observing our own thoughts? As you rightly pointed out, 40 to 60,000 thoughts, Prashant. But today my day is a planned day. And am I familiar with those thoughts which are actually the need of my today? Because now and today is only the reality. right? So random thoughts will pop up into our conscious awareness.
Mm.
But unlocking is very important. I have designed the first of its kinds, a thoughts redesigning journal,
mm-hmm.
which has tools and techniques to prioritize your thoughts and declutter and sequence your thoughts.
Mm.
It is just 10 minutes a day, mm-hmm. 20 minutes a week to be given. And if you plan the thoughts, whatever comes in your mind early morning when you get up and you start doing the planning in that planner,
mm-hmm.
that will help you understand and lighten your day and give you answers to many of the problems you are facing in your life.
Mm.
And that's what we call as psychology.
Mm.
And psychology plays a very, very important role. And where your behavior is your key, how we develop the habits.
Mm-hmm.
So this habit has to be a practice.
Right.
How we truly learn, unlearn, and also impressions have very, very important effect on your habits or your life. Now, psychological science says that what we perceive, we make the decision. Now, when the 40 to 60,000 thoughts are randomly coming to you in the morning or the day of the time, you may perceive few of the thoughts,
mm-hmm.
but perceiving those thoughts has a second step to it that I have to filter, which is not the need of the hour.
Mm.
So you get lightened up.
Mm.
You are not weighed down by your own thoughts. The outer world or the humans will not burden you. It's your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is a concept which is called practicing well thought out thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm repeating, practicing well thought out thinking.
Practicing well thought out thinking.
Well thought out thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Not practicing just thinking or not practicing thought out thinking. Well thought out thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something which I often say is optimism is the sister of happiness.
Mm.
So are you optimistic? The moment you're optimistic, your neurons will start channelizing all the happy thoughts rather than negative thoughts or the sad thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the first approach to understand that being optimistic in life is very important for you to attract which kind of thoughts you have.
Wow, that's deep.
So well thought out thinking,
mm-hmm.
means both our thoughts and decisions can prioritize and we can change it. It goes hand in hand.
Mm.
Thoughts and decisions can go both.
Mm-hmm.
So you can improve your life by just working on critical thinking skills, which is one of the key topic which is done in the coaching industry also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But critical thinkings do have multiple steps and there is a need of reflection to it.
Mm-hmm.
How much value you give to anything, even value giving to your thoughts, it's just the 10 minutes of your day. And you will see your entire day is a game changer. Your productivity goes high. Your perseverance goes high. There is a confidence level which goes high. There is a clarity to chaos, which is all these are the areas which we deal in our industry.
Mm.
So well thought out thinking is a very, very important approach,
mm-hmm.
which will change your emotional agility also.
Emotional agility. Wow. Wow. That is so important because, you know, the way you have just put up that is so simple and easy to understand, Rajni. Thank you for calling that out. And
thank you so much, Shantia.
I also wanted to ask you some practical strategies and techniques, and you have suggested some of them. But also, you have this unique signature program of thought architecturing, redesigning your thoughts. And I just wanted to learn from you that how does it help individuals in their personal and professional lives? What does it do?
Prashant, that is very interesting. And it's a game changer program which I developed over course of time. It has a very history to mm-hmm. it also.
Mm-hmm.
While dealing with my life coaching programs
mm-hmm.
and dealing with multiple life till date, I have transformed 20,000 life.
Mm-hmm.
While doing that across, I always came and reached to a point where I always felt that people are struggling with their thoughts.
Mm.
So how do you bring the confidence while crafting their journey and build the trust among them was a completely game changer for me. And I discovered that there is inner confidence, which matters a lot. So my signature programs of thoughts redesigning, the first level program is called Restoration 360 Degree, where I realign, restore and redesign the thought process and help people perform better. And it falls on the power of seven C's, basically.
Okay.
So whether you're pitching your business idea or presenting your shareholders or speaking on a public platform or any event or just a plain conversation, the common element everywhere you will find, Prashant, is restore it with people and situation. I, as a person, has upskilled and reskilled in my life. Of course, in introduction you've shared, I have been a principal, then I have been a strategic leader in edtech firms.
Right.
And then I started my thoughts architect, my own entrepreneurial journey. In the process, I could understand that what is my situations, what are my strengths, what are my skills, and I upgraded myself with a lot of certification programs, learnings and unlearnings also. So if you want to live in harmony with your life, you have to build those healthy thoughts and unleash your power. And of course, it's a time-tested techniques, which we do. So we do have some techniques like Swirl Your Way, which is basically a framework that will ensure that you identify and craft your own senses towards your thoughts and your mind-body. So that you can focus better.
Wow. Now, sounds very interesting and sounds very deep. And I think I also wanted to know that who is this program for? So like somebody who is already working, is there an age group restriction to it, or it's open for all?
It's open for all indeed, because thoughts and structuring your own life is from every life to life.
Got it.
Right? It's the impact which is common to across, but it is more focused towards the business people, the corporates, the organizations, the, I would say, the Generation X also, because they are growing and there is a journey of their life from where they need to have the right intent to attention to influence.
Okay.
And then they create the impact.
Understood.
So I have, my core focus of this program is basically for the organization, corporates, or the platforms within the age bracket, I would say from 18 or 15 to 40.
Okay, understood. That makes sense here.
And there is a reason, there's a scientific reason to it. If many of our audience, because we all understand science and spiritualism both way, your energy matters and thoughts are nothing. Thoughts are just bundle of your energies.
Right.
True. How you channelize it will define, design your thoughts.
Yeah, that is so true here.
And also, the neural development of any human being reaches to its highest potential by the age of 28 to 32.
Understood.
Yes. So until then, you can create these key eyes, I would say, the four I.
Okay.
The right intent, the right influence, and the right impact.
Wow. Intent, influence, impact. Got it.
Three I's. Yeah.
Great. Now, Rajni, the other thing is that, you know, how do people get to know about it, right? So now we are talking, we will be gone. Like, how can people stay updated if there is something coming from your side? What do you suggest to the audience?
We are gone for a while, Prashant. But social media.
Okay.
We are gone for a while. Yeah. But the social media has a huge impact. It has positive sides. People can join me on my social media handles on LinkedIn, Instagram. And also they can click on the notification button. They can DM me. They can visit my website, which is www.yoursoulsoup.co.in. Basically, that's the brand I carry.
Understood. Yep. So folks here, you're listening to us, then please follow Rajni Julka and do visit her website so that you are updated about anything coming from her side. And if you have any questions, you raise your hands so that we can exchange thoughts. And show me the love here, guys. Where are you? What's going on? Give me a reaction. Let me know that you are still there. All right. Thank you so much for listening to us.
I would like to thank all the audience for the lovely gestures and the emojis.
Yes.
That boosts me up.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rajni. We have a question here. Biswa.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Prashant. I always wait for your sessions. And it actually helps me to... or to craft my own way of thinking, right?
Sure.
So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And it's good to hear Rajni today and a lot of insights.
Mm-hmm.
I have two questions, Rajni. First question is on the three C's you told, what are those three C's?
Okay. Thank you, Vishwajit. You find it really valuable. And I could add something and let people trigger their thought process to think around the line of sight. The three C's are very, very important, Vishwajit, which are, I would say, is one is be curiosity. We call children are the best consultant.
Yeah.
And they are the most curious one. Keep that curiosity up, because that will lead you to ask. When I said in the process, the first step is to ask as many questions.
Mm-hmm.
So curiosity is the first C, because that brings the inquiry-based learning approach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You inquire and you get your answer by yourself at times. So curiosity is number one, I would say. Then comes is the creativity, because we have to deal with the critical thinking process in the thoughts designing. And your creativity and innovation goes hand in hand. That is the second C, I would say. And third is very important, communication. Now here lies the difference, not the general communication we are talking around the corporates or the organization. I would bring the communication C as how much you're communicating to yourself. Have we all understand your inner self as a power of collective energy to talk to yourself? I have this habit of talking to myself since when I was 13 years. I randomly at home, when I'm at home, I talk to myself at least 10 to 15 minutes a day. And when I talk to myself, I understand the messages, the visuals, or a clarity of where I'm lacking. I get the answers. So these are the three C's, Vishwajit: curiosity, I would say creativity, and communication to your own self.
Got it. Thank you so much for that. My second question, I'll try to be fast. It is about psychological safety, right? When we talk about psychological safety, we talk about how can we have an open communication with anyone without having any fear, right? Now, when we correlate with the thought of communicating to anyone, and you spoke about the part where... if there is something in your mind, and the more you think about it, you will still prolong it, right? So now when we are talking about orchestrating or architecting our thought, how can we do that?
Okay, very, very interesting question, Vishwajit, when we talk about open communication. Now, in open communication, it's a two-way process. One will be the speaker, another will be listener, or both parties or the parties can be that.
Mm-hmm.
In that process, first thing is who is initiating the communication.
Mm-hmm.
Second is the perspective or the thought, that how relevant it is.
Mm-hmm.
If we understand this, the first we break is the biasness, which I shared also in the initial beginning of this podcast about be aware of the biasness.
Mm-hmm.
So how much that is those communication is important for me. Now those are important. I will keep on my plate. Those who are not, I will just declutter it. That's called the decluttering. Because if you don't declutter, it will haunt you in your memories, in your mind. And that approach is very information. And that's what we call in psychology is information and transformation.
Okay.
Yes. So because it will replay a sequence of events in our mind. So first level, I will do cut off the biasness. I will also do one point is that understand the viewpoint of the opposite party and be generous, because everything that matters doesn't matter and everything that counts doesn't count also. So information is a very sensory data. When I'm communicating, basically we are sharing the information and brain will collect it throughout the day. But how much you are transforming it is the framework that you build around those data and make your map of reality, which I was sharing, Prashant, in the beginning, map of reality. So in childhood, we used to have a lot of toys and we used to decide, okay, I'll play with these toys only and then plan my day or that hour. So your map of reality with during the communication, how much you need, you will take, you will carry it back. And those you don't need, you will just declutter or filter it out, because that is the best approach to keep your neural pathways or the cells in tune and create a happiness. And that is very, very important, Viswajit, when you talk about the psychology in your well-being. And also when we talk about aging, Prashant, the more you are heavy with your thoughts, you grow older faster. The more you are lesser, you filter it out. Your psychology will be in harmony with the cells of your body. And that's how you can be in harmony with your own self. So Viswajit, these are the ways in which your information and transformation load therapy, loading is called, just like unloading and loading.
Yeah.
So communication, we have to take care of that.
Wow.
Seriously, I cannot thank you much. Because
that's deep. That is so deep.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Rajini, for explaining it well. I can take it forward and I can definitely induce that or infuse that in my lifestyle. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Viswajit. And I would love to hear that how it helped in any of your problem statement
absolutely.
In life. Stay in touch. And I would be more happy to get the testimonial, understanding that I have added some value and it was a changer in this way.
Thank
because
you so
I have seen that that's changed a lot in my life.
Great. Great. Thank you, Viswajit. Thank you, Rajini. And next is Rishabh. And then we're going to come to you, Poku. Rishabh, over to you, man.
Thanks, Prashant. Thanks. So Rajini, my question will be why self-reflection is important in our life? Like, we are facing a lot of challenges nowadays, lots going on. So why self-reflection is important in tough times?
I have lost.
So Rishabh's question was that why is self-reflection so important in life? Rishabh, did I say it right? Or you wanted to add something?
Same thing.
Okay, great.
Okay. Why self-reflection is very important, Rishabh, is the same thing when I told you, communicating to your own self. If you know yourself, your stand will be very strong. And you can know yourself only when you reflect on your own self. Now, reflecting can be on various aspects. You can reflect on your thoughts. You can reflect on the need of your life. You can reflect on the clarity of life. Now, where do you want to do reflection is the first, another question. But reflecting is only a way where you can channelize the information given by your thoughts and transform in the right direction to your life. Who is the better judge or who is the better to show you what we can do or what we are best at? Why do we see mirror? To feel confident. And mirror is the way to reflect on how we look and feel. I'm just giving a very simple example. But the moment you start doing your reflection of, okay, today this is A, B, C, D I want to do. This is how will I do? Will this work? Yes or no? If you do this 10 minutes or even 5 minutes exercise, you will basically plan your life and thoughts in a better way and more harmony with yourself. And when you're in harmony with yourself, you will be happy in what you do. So people who are always happy in what they're doing is the reason is because they know themselves very well and they're in harmony with themselves. And it can only happen when you reflect on your priorities, on your skills, and what is important for you in your life.
Wow.
We all have valuable life. Definitely, we would love to reflect and make our skills or ourselves more stronger.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And one more last question I wanted to ask was, there was sometimes we have lack energy inside us, like we don't get this, we don't get this, like if you want to achieve something but we are not getting that, so that kind of lack energy is not good. So how to remove?
Lovely question, Rishabh. This triggers a lot of sides of what we look from life. And I know at times I have always lived on my life understanding what I look from life. It's very important what you look from your life. Mm. There is no benchmark of reaching or attaining, or the growth is always exponential, right? Mm-hmm. Now, where do you want to grow in your personal, professional, spiritual, health, social, which compartments of your life is very important? In each compartment of your life is what your goals, where do you want to reach? Now, if you have to reach a particular goals, or if you have to reach somewhere, or you want to achieve something, is that the only best thing to achieve? Or there can be a different or a better things to achieve? That is the first exercise one must do. And is this the path only A or B, or I can go from a different path? Third, which I always say, am I ready to give time to time to reach there? Because half of the people or the statistics says that people give up in the midst of the not achieving it or becoming burdened of not reaching there. As I said in my this podcast, Prashant, there are scientists who have spent years only on one goal, and they have come with the best of the innovation.
Right.
What happens, the human psychology is a tendency of we are getting it, we are not getting it, and we give up at times. Determination is very important for reaching there.
Yep.
Am I ready to spend that much of time? Am I ready to compromise A, B, C, D of the life? What's priority for me may not be priority for B or other person. So defining those priorities is very important. So that's what we call in spiritualism is also inner engineering. If you know your inner self well, you know what you want from life. And the moment you want what you want from the life, you'll be the most happiest, most jolly person, no matter what's happening outside the world, the buzz, it will never disturb you. And that's the mantra of reaching there. Path can change, deviations can be there, but the goals will not change.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I hope that satisfies you, Rishabh.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rishabh.
My pleasure.
Poku, over to you, man. Once you unmute your question. Okay, Poku, you're still showing up mute. So we will come back to you. And Dr. Gulshan, over to you.
Good evening to everyone. And my deepest and heartiest congratulations to Rajni ma'am and Prashant. Very well conducted. You are a wonderful host, I must say. This is the first time I've watched this program. Is there any frequency? You organize it from time to time? Yes. And particularly positive thoughts, creative thoughts, dynamic thoughts. Ma'am has touched many wonderful points, and when she talked about 10 years just now, and I listened 10 years and 10,000 hours somewhere, you know, to be dedicated to be a professional in any particular field. So I would be very happy to know in case if there's a regular program, or is there any frequency, or how do we come to know? I myself do not know who has passed on this information to me, and today I'm attending this program, and I would like to congratulate on the eve of the International Women Day that Rajni ma'am has done remarkable work this evening.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Major. Thank you so much for such a blessings and the words that encourages me more to bring lot with Prashant as we go. And with various topics, definitely you have touched wonderful topics. That's a part of redesigning our thought process.
Yep.
Hi.
So is it a regular program?
So this program is what we conduct right now. I'm just conducting every 2 weeks right now. You can follow us, Major, and then you will get to know about guest, and then the program, you will get notified about the event.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
So I'm glad that Prashant Major has given an interest that these programs should be on a regular with multiple topics, which helps.
And Rajni ma'am, I've got a very special bond. You're from the IIM Indore. And I recall coming from the armed forces, I'm the one who introduced MBA tourism in India. And the first institution was Devi Ahilya Vishwavidyalaya, Indore.
Wow. Small world.
That's a lovely connect, ma'am. Remarkable. And thank you so much. We belong to the same fraternity.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Major, for your kind words. And thank you once again for sharing your thoughts. Poku, over to you. Once you unmute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Okay, wonderful. I was having some technical issues. Thank you very much for bringing me on stage. I'm a Ghanaian trained in contemporary art production, and my foundation is in architecture, which taught me about structure and strategic thinking. My question to you today, Rajni, would be, how do you break bad habits?
Okay, that's the toughest thing to do, Poku. But one has to break habits. Now, breaking a habit, it's a pattern. It's a behavioral therapy. I mean, since you're already into the strategic thinking, we all need to strategize what we want, right? And we have to basically plan a day and when to stop that habit. Should we stop immediately? Or should we stop with a slow pattern? Can we sequencize it? Okay, I have this habit. I will be mindful about it when I have not to. But sometimes what happens, your habit are so that it is the reflex action. So it always says habits is always developed when we repeat certain things and our conscious or subconscious mind remembers it. And unconsciously or subconsciously, it due to reflex action, it is repeated. Now, the bad habits cannot be stopped in a day or month or 2 months or 3 months. At times it takes 6 months. At times it takes an even year also. It's a practice. Now, practicing this is, again, I'm saying 10 minutes in a day as a promise to self. And where is, you know, Rishabh also asked about self-reflection. I need to reflect that these are my bad habits. Today, I will repeat. If it is repeated, I will repeat only 4 times. I will control it because I know it was repeated 10 times or 7 times in a day. Second day, I'll continue the same. So let's make a week planner or chart. Okay, third day, today, I will only repeat it 3 times. And the moment I'm about to act on that habit, this thought process of that I have to repeat it less will also subside in your subconscious mind. Then what happens? You will stop yourself intentionally. So that is also very important, that how intentional you are with your habits. Now, this is a practice or discipline which will reduce the habit slowly. And you reach a point where you will be completely rid of those habits.
Okay. Thank you. This is an amazing channel. I really
so this 10 minutes like in a day, I would say, yeah, thank you. And this 10 minutes in a day, especially in the morning when the brain is empty only with your thoughts, wherein you can do a promise chart to yourself. And that will be a game changer in times to come, 3 months or 6 months.
A promise chart.
Yeah, a promise chart to self. And then you see the graph.
Like a list.
How did you, yes, a promise chart to yourself, like these are my bad habits. These are the frequency of it. Today, my frequency will be this. After 3 days, my frequency will reduce by so and so. And then when you plot a graph from it, you will see that it is dynamically falling down.
That means I have to do some record keeping of the bad habits that I do.
Wow. Yeah, just write in any of your booklet. And that's the, Rishabh, that's also one way of self-reflection.
Right. I understand. I'm an artist, so self-reflection is something I do occasionally. And I also offer art workshops as well. So what you're saying is very much intertwined with a lot of creative practices, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Poku.
Sure, Poku. And when we're going to be in Ghana, we're going to catch up with you for sure, man. Thank you so much for your question, input. And folks, you know, today, great inputs. I hope nobody else has a question. But if you have the last chance right now to raise your hand and ask the question. If not, then we have already surpassed like 12 minutes. It was scheduled for 40 minutes, keeping in mind. But we had good question. Very deep discussion today, Rajni. And I didn't expect. Okay, we have another question. Rajni, do you want to take that question? I want to be respectful of your time, but let's go for it.
Yes, we can. We can. I see Samya being the first one to join it. So she has all the privilege of...
Samya, love to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rajni, for that acknowledgement. So thank you for that wonderful Q&A. One question. A lot of times we are aware that, you know, the thoughts lies in our head. But something is missing, you know. We have an accountability partner, or, you know, when things go wrong, that's where we put things into action. So why individuals are not able to put that into action very quickly? Why a thought only remains a thought? Sorry, if I had missed any of your reflections. I was just away for some minutes, but if you have covered that, I would just love to hear that. There is a gap between having those thoughts and putting that into action.
I love your question, Soumya, and it's very, very thoughtful question. That's a very amazing question, and which is the need of the hour as well. Now, of course, thoughts are there. We know it is there. We don't take action, or is it actionable or not? Or sometimes without thinking, we just take action and then we later would like to, you know, change it. But we have to have a practice of learning to identify when your thoughts are serving your interest and needs. Two elements are very important: interest and needs. Are these thoughts serving my interest and needs? And as I told you that we have our reflex actions, and we do not know, sometimes without thinking through, we act upon it. And when you understand that these thoughts are my interest and needs, and when you're leading you down to a road nowhere, that means if there is a repeated pattern happening, then immediately you have to get rid of those thoughts and declutter it, because it's leading nowhere. Now, if one individual or individuals can make this distinction, when you already have won half the battle with your thoughts, then you don't need to focus on the remaining of your thoughts, because the winning battle itself will take you to a different level or step. And this is a practice, this is a special program in Restoration 360 Degree, which I bring to the audience or to the people, in making a difference of understanding how to identify when to step in, step out with your thoughts, and how many of them to be kept for your battles to be won. And that's a very unique program which we do with a lot of problem statements and the case studies.
Got it, Rajni. I hear you that when I am involved, I hear your thoughts. But sometimes when we are into mentorship, the same persons has, you know, asked this question to different individuals. And when I reflect back and ask them, you know, have you achieved their goals? They haven't done that, even though it's good for them. So
right.
You can have an accountable partner, you can push them, but sometimes they're just not doing it, you know. So we are here to help them, you know. If I say it, that person doesn't do it. So someone else says it, that person still doesn't do it. And then that person comes back again 2 years and says she's still at the same spot where she started. So I don't know how I can virtually help that person, because this person says she's really confused. She's got a lot of thoughts, a lot of ideas, but she's not putting that into action. So I was just asking from another perspective. But yeah, I hear you.
I got your question. So I would like to add up there. People's IQ, SQ and EQ varies. You can help out someone when there is willingness. And as per the statistics, only 80% of the people are taking actions or willing to change that. No matter how hard you try, those 20% still do not. Now, this question which you've asked also caters to me. As an individual, I have certain things which I look from life. So there are at points I don't take actions, knowing that my IQ, SQ, and EQ is very high. I don't take actions at certain levels because my interest and the need from my life is fulfilled and I look for something which is in my interest and my needs. Now, the second part of your question is when you cater to the audience, we also need to look to their interest and needs. We as a human, our life, we can help in nurturing and nourishing. We can sow the seed. But even a tree has to pull the water from the xylem and the phloem cells of their body and reach to the top for the transpiration and the cleansing to happen. So individual effort and a mentor effort is equally, I would say, important. But individual effort is also very equally important. Depending upon what a person looks from life. From my perspective, when I see people admire and want me to be somewhere. But when I look from my own end towards what is my understanding from life and what I look from my life and which gives me peace. Peace is the ultimate of life. I know there are levels where I can achieve, but I'm at peace and that's the nirvana for me. And I'm happy with that. So aspirations and inspirations goes hand in hand with people. So efforts can be done. Actions can be done, people can be triggered, but path also need to be shown. So we do have certain psychometric pointers and tests we do in making people understand what they need, interest are, and is that aligning with what is the approach towards the life? Approach of life for me, for you, for Prashant, or anyone may be different. So wow. Here plays a very important.
Thank you.
But when it comes, but one on the other side, I understand as a mentor when the business needs are there, the vision and mission of the organizations are set. So my business needs KPIs or KRAs are there. I know it, right? So therein, as when I see a person as an employee, then definitely, you know, as a mentor, we'll have to push a lot. Because we want that person to achieve the business goals because that's the need of the business. But on the personal sides and all the other compartments of life, we also need to understand the clear set boundaries of what a person look for or how his or energy differs from people to people.
Great. Soumya, are you there? Are you with us, Soumya?
Yes. Thank you, Prashant. Thank you, Rajni, for answering that question. I should have given more context, maybe from another person's perspective. Yeah, but thank you. You've answered both the perspectives. Thank you for that. Thank you, Prashant.
Sure.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You can connect with Rajni and then share your thoughts there. And I have request from all of you. Just put a comment on this event. Your support helps us get to do these sessions more in a lively fashion. And our mission is to reach more and more people. So that helps. And Rajni, we are up an hour now. Soumya, thank you for your input once again and your question. It was very deep and our whole discussion was very nice. So Rajni, we are heading towards the end of this event. Anybody else has any question? Nobody has any question? No questions. Okay, so we're going one, we're going two, and we're going three. All right, Rajni. So we don't have any questions. So I just wanted to ask you your closing notes for this session.
Thank you so much, Prashant. Thank you for the audience listening to me, exchanging thoughts, questions, very triggering questions. And I would say that learn to identify the needs and the interest. When your thoughts are popping up, are they serving you or they're not serving you? If not serving, just get rid of it. That's my closing note. And thank you so much, Prashant, for inviting. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you everyone for being part of this event. Thank you, Rajni, for just sharing these all details and insights and action items, what one can follow to architect their thoughts. And especially we are in 2024, the month is March and the month of decision. Yes, Rajni. So everybody take a call, follow us to get more. And as usual, this is your host Prashant, getting the best people from the globe so that you can get to hear us. Have a great evening, everyone. Thank you so much, Rajni, Julka, once again.
Thank you so much, Prashant. Have a lovely day.